Hey, everybody, it's Andy. How are you? I just wanted to pop in here at the top of this podcast with a little preamble, and not the We the People preamble, just a little explanation that, well, the song should say it. I'm a dumbass. I'm not smart. I'm a stupid dumbass fart. I've got a sound issue with this podcast today. It's not great. You know, I'm switching over computers, and there seemed to have been a snafu where we're getting sound 5x5, but there's a distortion. I think I fixed it, but this is virtually unlistenable. But it was Larry and Josh, and Aaron was our guest, and I just feel like I need to let you have a chance to hear this. In my estimation is that the measure of your yaffness isn't whether you buy things at yaffcrap.com. It isn't whether you call the yaff line at Owamuck PM Hat. It's whether you sit through this horseshit today that is the measure of your devotion. You hear that noise? Hear the hammering out there? They're putting up the automotive pavilion as we speak. So lots of things happening here. And the primary one today is I'm sucking. I suck. There you go. I am a sucker. But enjoy this as best you can. And I promise next week it'll sound just like butter. Have fun.
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
Hey. Hello.
Welcome in.
Hi.
Should we start?
No. Okay.
You do?
God, that sounds good.
When?
Oh.
You gotta give us one.
It's the false start.
People that you know don't like you. And your treasure
presents.
Tune into this podcast. We're your artificial friends.
The way we perform the theme song is indicative of what this entire podcast is about.
It sets a tone.
Not prepared, not really sure what we're doing, poorly executed. The end.
I had to beg for a mic cord. One point, I'm like, Andy, please, can I have a mic cord?
I wish he was joking.
Yeah. You didn't so much beg for it as just point out that there was not one.
I did it like three times, and you know what he said? How do I sound? How do I sound?
Everybody,
I think you sounded really good. What do you guys think?
That's pretty much all your interaction with Andy professionally over the years.
And what was the answer?
You sound great, Andy.
Welcome in, everybody.
Hey,
hi,
everybody.
I got Larry Morgan over here to
my
left. I've got Josh Fligger to
hi.
My right.
Yay.
And in the middle, Aaron Au has stopped by to join
Sweet.
Us this evening. Aaron Au, the only reason this podcast is on the air most weeks.
He said he had to remind you three times to post the recent episode.
That's a conservative estimate.
I was concerned you didn't remember that today, because we show up and you're not around. Yeah. And
he's standing in his boxers
with
a glass of wine.
You got a glass of wine standing there. He's like, oh, yeah, I remember.
Here's my wine.
What is it?
Nummy.
What kind of?
You know what this
it
is?
It looks fizzy and bubbly.
This is Kirkland Prosecco.
Oh, wow.
You're going fancy.
The shit in the purple label,
mm-hmm.
It's, what is it, like $6.99 a bottle? It tastes like a $20.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Do you get like a
good.
Gallon of it? Is it coming like a giant
bottle? We got like a 55-gallon drum.
I'm almost convinced that Costco is just a very high-profile retail cult, and that everyone just touts, oh, God, they have the best meat you could possibly find anywhere. Yeah. It's like you've been literally drinking the Kirkland Kool-Aid at Costco.
Here's the thing, though. It is... A lot of this stuff from established places.
Sure, they
so
say
like
that.
Their vodka, they say, comes from one of the established
vodka land.
Yes, you know, like Grey Goose or one of Belvedere, one of those distilleries.
Mm-hmm.
And the they'll have their brand of bourbon, and you'll see it. It's in the exact same shape bottle as Knob Creek.
Right.
But it says, Kirkland brand, whatever, and
it says Rob's Creek.
Seven. it says 7 year instead of 9 year. So it's not quite as nice as
So
it's a slightly inferior product, I guess. But the price is a fraction of what it used to be. And like their vodka, their French vodka, is outstanding. I mean, like, I'll make a, without question, without hesitation, I'll have a martini with that vodka and love it.
I haven't had a martini in
so long. A dirty
martini? Yeah.
By the way, I just had the same reaction to hearing that word just made my heart drop.
Oh, like, dirty martini?
Just any, I haven't had an ice cold, yummy.
It's the
And I'm a gin guy, by the way, but still,
I've got gin.
No, I can't.
I got a handle of Bombay Sapphire.
I remember when I used to do that, and I loved it. And I didn't die the next day.
Let me ask you. The problem with those, they taste so good, right? And you just
one is not.
If it's like the right time of day where you're, it just hits you,
and it's big, perfect,
and you just
ice
drink
cold.
Like three of them in a row, and all of a sudden I'm like, I can't see 3 feet.
And then
in front
and then you're dead. It's a 48-hour process to recover from.
And the guy at Musso and Frank says, "Get out."
Yeah.
Let me ask you if you think this is a travesty of justice. I like, you know, a martini, a dirty martini. I sometimes like to have a dirty martini with three olives in it.
Oh.
And three olives, sometimes, that are stuffed with
blue cheese.
Oh, no.
Mommy.
The fucking best.
Mommy.
It's good, but not in an alcoholic drink.
No,
it's great.
It's tremendous. You'll change your mind.
Sounds weird.
You'll change your mind.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I prefer the jalapeno stuffed
olives. It's so good. Anyway, I want to ask you a question. I buy a jar of stuffed jalapeno or blue cheese stuffed olives
right
at the store. No, it was at Ralph's or something.
Okay.
I buy them. I'm thinking, you know what, tonight I'm gonna have a fucking martini. This is gonna be great. Can't wait to get home with it. I get home and Silas sees them and he wants one, and so I'm like, okay, not a martini but an olive.
So you start shaking.
So I make my kid a martini.
Oh, he makes the martinis for me. Are you kidding?
Oh, good.
Anyway, I open the jar to get him one. They're packed in oil.
Ew, why?
Oh, why exactly?
Oh, no.
I never even know that.
Why would you do that?
Oh.
Why would you do that?
You have to look at the label.
But I didn't even know.
I've had that happen. I've seen that happen.
I never knew that was a thing.
A blue cheese stuffed olive in oil?
And then if you try and make a dirty martini, it's not.
My mom used to.
Yeah, there's no juice. Yeah. You can't do it.
Yeah.
No.
Do you remember? My mom used to get the tuna packed in oil.
Yeah, that's gross.
Like, I didn't know what real tuna fish tasted like until I moved out of the house. I was like, wait a second, they have it in water and albacore. Holy shit, this is amazing! I love tuna now.
It comes in a fish as well. Yeah. For me, growing up in West Texas, it was like, oh wait, salmon's not a can. It's an actual fish.
I tried canned salmon for the first time like a couple weeks ago. I was for like a recipe for salmon cakes.
Mm-hmm.
And it was disturbing.
That's all I had.
It was disturbing.
That's the only recognized salmon that was in my life.
There were bones in it. There was like
salmon patties?
I was making like a salmon patty.
Yeah, my grandmother called them salmon croquettes.
What did you do? Did you take like cracker crumbs or?
Yeah, you make it like crumbs. Yeah,
right?
Yeah, exactly.
Some sort of bread crumbs
or something. And, and my grandmother would, and then just saute them in butter, or she would use Crisco.
Yeah.
And, that makes it extra tasty.
Yep.
But that was one of my favorite dishes growing up, and only my grandmother on my dad's side made those, and I always was asking for them. That's all I wanted her to make, and until I got out here to USC, and somebody's talking about fresh salmon. I'm going, what do you mean fresh salmon? I mean, I knew intellectually it was a fish in water. I had only seen it come out of a can.
Right. I never had asparagus until I moved here. I never even saw asparagus.
You mean your
here.
Pee never smelled before?
No, imagine the first time, because nobody talked about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I take a leak, and I'm just like, my mind, I'm like, what is happening?
Yeah.
I think I said something like, I don't know, man. Something's wrong. And they're like, it's from the asparagus you ate.
And I was like, hey, speaking of whatever you ate or whatever, I personally want to say, first of all, Josh, I'm so happy that you're alive. And welcome back to the living.
I barely survived.
I was very concerned about you. Andy was making all sorts of terrible jokes.
I got the voicemail.
Did you hear the podcast, though?
Don't worry about the podcast.
I heard the first one, but you just posted the second one today, right?
You don't need to listen to it. It's not a big deal. But
the first one's not. Wait, that's not the
one where Larry's hateful.
What?
That's not the... Okay, then I need to listen to the second one?
No, because
I listened to the first one, and I got the apology, and I'm like, I didn't say anything bad. Now I got to listen to the second one.
Figure it this way.
Ruining my week. I haven't listened to it yet.
Figure it this way. Larry felt the need to apologize. Larry's an asshole. When somebody like him feels the need to apologize, you know it's bad.
All I was trying to do was just to temper the message because Andy was being all holly jolly, and we hadn't heard from you in like weeks. So it was very possible that you had passed on and we didn't know.
He wouldn't know if he could have your pogo stick.
Yeah.
So I was just trying to get him to temper the message in case you're...
I'm on your side. Yeah, my wife wouldn't have been very appreciative of you mocking my death
had she picked up my voicemail.
And she probably would have got like a month later. You know what I mean?
When she's just about kind of...
When she's starting to maybe getting a peak of light and maybe...
She's dating already?
They're already remarried. <She's> like, it would have been... And she would have gotten it and gone... Who are they talking about? Yes.
George who? Yeah. Who? Yeah.
No, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, feeling great.
Yeah.
Good. Mm-hmm. Aaron Au is with us. Who, if you see a posting on Facebook, God knows it's not me.
Do you even know how to do that?
I don't think I do.
He's got like 14 accounts.
You'll see him show up every once in a while, and then he'll like. Yeah. And it's not as your artificial friends. It's him.
It's a shame.
You know, that's when he was sitting on the toilet. Right? He's got nothing better to do. Like, I'll check into Facebook.
That might actually be Silas. He's the only one in the house who knows how to do this.
Yeah. Playing with the phone. Yeah.
It's true. But Aaron, I wanted to say, hey, nice Yaf crap.
Yep.
Yes.
Oh, it's got a nice cup
this
there.
The very first one I've seen.
Look at that.
This is pretty sharp.
Hey, the two of you, just save your money. Your money's no good at the Yaf crap store.
What?
I think that at least the two of you should have a mug.
Well, what makes you think I wouldn't purchase my own Yaf crap and contribute?
I would like to support the show.
I said just a minute ago, you're an asshole.
Oh, yeah. So, where's my free one?
I haven't figured that out yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to buy one. It's a work of art, and now it's signed by three of us. By the way, announcement, breaking news, Sam Farmer is on assignment.
Oh, yeah.
Big weekend for him.
Not as big.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here.
Second biggest.
This will be airing. I mean, if I keep on the present schedule.
If you keep on any schedule. this will be out Halloween.
The one that Josh, is that what you're saying?
Should I have Silas set an alarm on your phone?
Yes, please. Asshole.
It's funny.
What was I saying?
It's funny because it's true.
I can't fight that punk. I know that's true. What was I going to say?
I don't know.
Anyway, so the episode we just did a week ago will be the one that airs this week before the Super Bowl. This episode will, if I keep to this schedule,
after Super Bowl,
will be airing. We are talking to people after the Super Bowl is decided.
I would like to congratulate the Kansas City Chiefs on winning the Super
Bowl.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think it's a Niners win.
It's going to be interesting to see.
Here's an even bigger prediction.
Okay.
I think it's going to be a close game. I think it's going to be a good game.
I think it's going to be, take the over is what I think.
Oh, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
What's the line right now?
I don't know.
As we speak. Then what?
Hold on. Let him drink his wine.
No matter what it is, I think.
Guy's trying to drink his wine.
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I think he's also
trying to do betting and math. And
exactly.
This is the wrong guy to be talking to. Anybody listening right now, do not rely on Andy Chanley. What was your record in your fantasy this year?
So by the time this gets posted, it'll be like end of February, right?
I think I was, how about 13 games? I won 9, I think. I won.
Did you make the playoffs?
No, just
the outskirts.
Yeah, I lost.
So anyway, my point is, don't listen to Andy.
I think that it has to be over 54 points, 55 points.
You think so?
Yeah, let me see. What are the odds? What are the odds?
I think
can't bring them up. I can't find them now because I need them.
This is almost as good as peeling a banana on the microphone.
I'm going to find something to do.
Any fruit you want to?
Hey, Trucker Joe. Super Remember Trucker Joe? He sent me. He was a little panicked because we took a day off.
Super Bowl over.
And he sent me a picture of his truck.
53.5 points.
Look at that bad boy. Right there.
Really?
Hey, Trucker Joe's.
53.5 points.
Trucker Joe's truck.
Yeah, look at that.
That's like a piggyback right
there. Yeah.
Anyway, the point is Sam Farmer is on assignment because he's got to cover the NFL. And this is right now, like the beginning of this intense press week. And
this is, this is it. This well, as we're speaking, that was last week. But yeah, as we're talking, this week is, is hell for him.
As we're speaking versus as we're talking?
As
are they not the same thing? Could you please?
All right, here, take the wine away. Take the wine away.
Can you put this wine over by the night train, please?
This is highly entertaining. This is going to be an hour of us mocking Andy.
I know. It's the best time of the week.
I know.
It's the best time of the week.
It's the most
No wonder he starts drinking. He's looking at this watch. He's like, they're going to be here in like 15 minutes. He just starts
glug, glug, glug.
Well, we had a house guest.
Mm-hmm. And you're trying to drink it away.
Was it a play date for your daughter?
Yes.
Oh.
And the adult was interested in having a, because, you know, it's late in the afternoon. It's almost 4 o'clock. And on a Saturday. For F's sake.
Nobody's judging.
Okay.
You don't have to drive.
Why don't you want to talk to them? Wow. Anyway, they were going to have a cocktail. I don't have to go anywhere. So, and I just have you assholes coming over. What, do I need to be sharp?
You don't have to be. Boy, you get belligerent when you
drink. Yeah, I know. It's going to start swinging here in a couple of seconds.
You invite me when I'm angry. Anyway, 53.5 points.
Yeah.
Do you think they're going to score that much? I say it's going to exceed.
Seriously?
That.
Yes. Yeah, I think it will.
Really? With the Niner defense. Really?
The Niner defense, but I think that the Kansas City defense isn't that great, and there's no way you can stop all of the weapons that Kansas City has.
I think this Tyreek is one Hill. Of those cases where one team has slowly worked their way up to getting to the Super Bowl, where one team has just shot to the Super Bowl. And I think Kansas City is just going to have the experience to win it. I don't think San Francisco does.
Hmm.
Like Jimmy Garoppolo has played in any big game. He's played one last week.
But Mahomes hasn't played any.
Yeah, he's played in like a couple games.
Yeah, I mean,
but I'm saying he's played in the AFC Championship last year, and I think the year before that they made the playoffs too. He's played in some significant games, and every year it's one step farther. And I think this is the year that I think their experience edges it out.
I feel like the Niners have been consistent this year. I feel like that they showed they were strong early on and they've kind of stayed strong. I don't see. I just think it's going to be a good game.
You think slow and steady wins the race?
Yeah, I do. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about either.
You know what's great is people listening to this do know what happened.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
And now I'm looking like a genius right now. They're like, holy fuck, is that guy smart? And you guys just look super dumb.
But I think I'm going to take out a line of credit on the house and bet the over. How smart am I going to look?
I think what
over 54 points are scored.
Everybody's really waiting for is rat news. We got any rat news?
We have rat news. I told you about catching
perfect,
the one rat.
Because it's the year of the rat.
Well, I know you were gonna stake out the holes in the side of your house with a BB gun, sit out there with a bottle of Jim Beam and camo.
So at what point did we leave it? Had they come yet? He had come. He had just come.
You found the holes.
He had come. I found the... sealed the holes. And then, yes, that day, that morning of the last podcast, one rat was found.
Alive?
No. His neck was broken.
Oh, in a trap?
Yeah.
Oh, and then, no, it was Steven Seagal.
He's in cement shoes.
It was the Steven Seagal of rats.
I got him.
Was it the trap? No, he hung himself. He was so despondent from not being able to get out, Josh, that he just didn't see any other way out.
Steven of rats. Oh, God.
Brilliant.
We lost Larry.
I'm sorry.
Oh, heavens.
So just one.
Well, yeah, but what the pest guy said was, He goes, here, you got a bag? And I'm like, sure. And I give him the bag, and he goes, well, we're going to reuse this trap because they're going to smell. They're going to smell.
This is one of the they smell their dad.
Daddy rat on there, and they're going to come around and think it's all right. I said, do you need more? I think I said this last week. Do you need more peanut butter to put on there? And he's like, he didn't get to the peanut butter.
This is a Steven Seagal movie.
we don't need peanut butter in these parts.
That's the catchphrase.
Oh my God. Please, somebody out there who can animate that, please turn Steven Seagal rat action movie.
There's the title of the podcast.
All right. So he
resets that. And I go up there a few days later and I look around. And you should see me poking my head up in there like I'm Indiana Jones, and there's a blade that's going to come around and smack right. my... Just gonna peeking my head up over with the flashlight.
John McClane in the AC vent.
And the head, all right,
wait,
the
first,
headband.
Do you take like a broomstick and wave it up there first to make sure nothing's going to get you?
Actually, what I do first is I go... Because there's, you know, the hatch. It's just a square piece of, like, 2-foot square piece of wood.
Yeah.
And I go up to it, and I'm like...
Anybody home? I'm coming in.
I'm on my way. And because I don't want them to, you know, meet me face to face. And I go in and I lift that out and I peek my head up over there with the headband flashlight on, looking like Mike Reno doing home repair. And go in and look around. There's no rats.
Well, that's good.
So what does this mean? Does this mean, A, that I sealed out all but one with the holes that I had sealed, you know, outside the house, that they were out at the time? We'll be back at 5 o'clock. That I got them out and only one was remaining? Does it mean that a couple of them are in this wall behind me over here and are going to start stinking to high heaven in a few days?
Or maybe the mother took the children because they didn't want them to be in the same house where their father died. So they said, it's time to move on.
Too many bad memories.
Time to get
exactly. I can't sleep here. Like, well, I'm hungry. I can't. So let's go. Come on. Little Tina, come on.
You can still smell them.
Yeah, you can still smell them. That makes me sleep better.
Mommy, what is that metal thing over there with peanut butter on it? Let's have a
And
smell.
Then there's a knock, and they're like, run!
Anybody home? I was this close. Anywho, so that's the state of affairs with that at this point. Only one's been caught. Now what I mean, I'm guessing it was just the one? Is that possible?
Did they determine the sex of the one they caught?
He was gay.
Oh, okay. Gender fluid?
Yeah. Well, was that a hate crime, then, if you break his neck?
Because I have the problem.
I'm just saying, Steven Seagal.
Was that too far, Andy? Was that too far?
Send your card.
I didn't say it was me.
To Joshua J. Flieger.
I'm concerned that it was a hate crime.
gmail.com.
I'm sorry. I'll stop talking now.
Don't need that. Anyway. So either it was the one.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go check them again and see what's going on. Maybe there's a...
You want to do right now?
We could. Yeah, all right.
Hold, please.
Can we...
No. I have no interest.
But what needs to happen next is I need to hire somebody to come out.
Steven Seagal.
And then with a very particular set of skills.
And I only carry 1 ounce of peanut butter. That's all I ever need.
I have a very particular set of skills. I can suck the old insulation and rat shit out of your attic, and I can sanitize it and replace it. That's what I need to do, is have somebody come and put in new insulation and all that kind of the type that rats don't want to party in.
Yeah.
And have all that done. But it's going to be a couple $1,000, I'm sure.
Why wouldn't they put in insulation in the first place that isn't like cotton candy to rats?
What, I don't know.
Rats eat anything.
Yeah,
though,
I think,
right?
I don't think there's any rat-resistant thing. Like metal, that's probably rat resistant. But like, I don't think that they're like.
They'll eat fucking anything. They'll eat wires. They'll eat.
Yeah,
you know,
they
whatever.
Will chew through just about anything. Yeah.
So it's remains to be seen what the situation with that is. But yeah, I'm in hell. And then the gutter is gone from the back of the house here. Took that down. Took the fascia off the back of my house that was water damaged. Because the people that painted my goddamn house put, you know the fascia, you know what fascia is, right? No. Can we have a little shop talk? Can we have a little shed talk here for a second?
Do you know what a fascia is?
No.
When you look at a house, sounds like a model. When you look at a house, right, and you see the roof, you see the shingles, and they come down. And then there's a board that's like usually 6 inches wide that goes, you know, right, is the face of that facing the street. That's called the fascia. And it's supposed
can
to be made.
Can you spell that?
F-A-S-C-I-A.
All right.
Yeah.
That seems, like that
sounds. Plantar fascia. It's the face.
That sounds
of it.
Familiar to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The facade. It's the front of the thing. Well, they used not even particle board. They used cardboard.
What? Oh.
It was that, you know, just pressed together fiber stuff.
Thick.
It was like 1x6, but it was.
I know what you're talking
about.
Yes.
And you get it wet, and it expands. Like it's like taking one of the, you know, like when you get those little sponges, you know, at the Dollar Tree, and they expand like 600 times their size in the bowl.
Right.
It was like that shit. It's like just all expanded, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So anyway, I start taking that down. And I start realizing that the people who roofed my house didn't put...
Roofed it in cardboard.
They didn't put different... They weren't the ones that put that stuff up. But they didn't put the sheathing up on the back part of my house. You know, the big boards, the big, you know, plywood
the rear fascia? The fascia that faces the backyard is the rear fascia?
I got your rear fascia. Fascia? My fascia is fascia. Anyway, mm-hmm. I'm moving... Clearly on from this.
Oh,
I can see.
Really? Do we have
dive
to
dive back into some hot fashion talk?
Hey, I have an issue that I could use some help with.
Yeah.
Yeah? Is it all right
sure.
if I jump in?
Sure.
Or did you have a connected issue that you wanted to
no,
talk to?
No, please.
Because a couple of episodes ago, by this time, we talked about food in the studio. And this is something
right.
I think we can all weigh in on
all
this. Right. And I've got an issue at my current job. It's not food related, but there seems to be someone decides that being in the studio while they're either on the air or board hopping or whatever they're doing is a great time to clip their nails.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Now...
Now, I have sent out the strongly worded memo twice. It has been documented a couple of times with people coming in to do their shift and seeing
dude,
it.
Dude, do
on
they
the
know the culprit?
On the, wait, no. Hold it. On the board?
Yeah. Now, see, I and one of them is, I mean, either it's somebody with really big fingers or they're also clipping their toenails. Okay, there we go. That's what I was hoping for. That's what it was.
Somebody's nasty ass toenails.
Or they're just, they've got a habit of maybe they're biting their nails and spitting them out.
Well, that's even worse. I'd rather have them clip them than be like,
well, it's either
spit and fingernail.
No, there is no preferable way to leave your nails on a surface where other people
are. Well, if you had to choose, if I said, here's a freshly clipped one of my nails, or here's one that's been lathered in my spit, which one would you choose?
My choice would be don't do either one of those in that room.
I agree.
I don't want there to be an A or B in this. I just don't know at this point, do I need to borrow Aaron's camera? A little hidden camera over here. And
but
just
do they know the culprit?
No! I mean, I have a suspicion.
Measure everybody's nails before their shift.
Who is it? Name names.
No, I'm not going to name names.
Say it right now, real loud.
But how do you approach somebody to say, look, I think maybe...
You could guilt them into be like, how gross is it that someone is in here doing this? That's so nasty. I would be so embarrassed, you know, just completely embarrass them, and then maybe they'll get the hint, because that way you're showing that maybe they'll think, well, he doesn't know it's me, but now I got to quit doing
it
this.
It shocks
thing.
Me, though, that people, I mean, they document this all the time. Like, there's a account on Instagram, passenger shaming, which is literally people.
People
have told stories about somebody clipping their nails in an airplane, but now they have it documented of people doing the most atrocious things when they believe they are completely isolated from other human beings when you're inches away from or centimeters away from them. But you know, people clipping their toenails.
Let me ask you a question.
What is the thought process?
Is bare feet acceptable on a plane?
No,
it's not.
Well, I mean,
maybe you're flip flops. A three-year-old
in the summer, if you're wearing flip flops and going to
Hawaii.
To,
coming back from Hawaii.
On the plane, though, because you're all smashed together. It's a community space. And if I have to sit there and your stinky feet are sitting out right beside me and I have to look at them for 6 hours coming back from Hawaii. Yeah.
Well, what you definitely don't do is then put your feet up in the little crack between the seats.
So your toes are sticking
out to the people in front of you. What makes you think you can do that? Look, if you wore flip-flops on the plane and you kind of kick them off under your seat, whatever. But people who untie their shoes and take off their socks and just sit there to be all... Yeah. Are you going to gag again?
I'm going back to thinking about
fingernails. Let me ask you this, Larry.
It's just gross.
Larry, you lost your shit when I brought a banana into the studio one day. So
I lost my shit a couple of weeks ago. No, you came in here.
Was it a banana?
You were eating a banana on the
podcast. No, but what was it that I had in the studio?
It was some stinky food.
It wasn't that stinky.
It was pretty stinky.
It wasn't that stinky. Anyway.
It was some pungent Italian thing.
I got your pungent Italian thing.
Maybe you just stank that day. I just didn't want you in the studio.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you ever think of
that? What are you doing in here in your own studio, Andy?
I did think of that. My question to you is
yes.
This. Let's say.
What it was, Andy walked. I was still on the air for at least another 10, 15 minutes. Andy comes in with a giant plate of food and starts spreading it out on the other side of the board and having a meal. And I'm like, maybe go, is it cool if I...
or just hold off for maybe 45 minutes until we're done with the podcast.
Is it cool if I have brunch in here while you're finishing your...
He's crunching on some pretzel rolls.
Just studio etiquette, my friend. That's all.
Say that
I was trying to educate
studio
you.
Studio etiquette.
So are you done?
No, I wanted to ask him a question.
Go ahead.
Real quick. What would Larry do if he were on a flight...
Mm-hmm.
And the person next to him started clipping their toenails.
Scream.
I would say something. If it was somebody right
directly
next to me,
them?
I would say, excuse me, but...
What happens if it was
a soup? Is there any chance you could wait to do that until you're not around 400 other people?
What happens if it was an extremely gorgeous woman?
He'd clip her for him.
I would say, no need, dear. And I would bend over and start biting them. No!
I would pick my teeth with them. Or
I have gotten to the age now where that sort of stuff, I have no interest in what people think of me if I reprimand them publicly. Because usually there's somebody around you who will go, yeah! And if you're brave enough to say something out loud as opposed to just glaring.
I do the glare.
You're young and you still have some decorum about you, sort of.
Yeah.
I could give a shit anymore. I don't care what people think of me. I have said, I do stuff on the street now because I'm on one of those intersections where people
You just masturbate on the street.
No.
I just don't care anymore. I don't care what they think.
I was walking.
Got one sock on.
I was walking down Wilshire and I crossed Hauser, which gets very busy toward the end of the day. And apparently, I wasn't walking across the intersection fast enough.
Oh, you're one of those
for
people.
This young. No, I was. I was walking at a normal pace, and I might have kind of glanced at my phone or something, but this younger woman was trying to make a right turn on that street, and she honked at me. And I'm like, I look up, and I'm like, well, I got the green. I still got a walk sign. And I kind of shrugged at her, and she gave me one of these, like, take your time. And she started to move forward and almost hit two other people walking right behind me.
Sat down.
So I did the stop. Like thing to her, and I directed the other two people who almost got hit to come. I directed traffic for a second, and then I did the big flourish. You may proceed. And she just glared at me, but I was like, "What the fuck? You're mad at me for moving slowly? You almost killed two people because you're in a hurry. And by the way, right around the corner, traffic is so stacked up that you were able to go 45 feet before you had to stop again."
I love the people on the freeways that'll just like cut you off. Like it's 5:30 and they just cut you off and change like three lanes, and then 10 minutes later and you stay in the same lane, 10 minutes later, you just go right past them again. Yeah. It's like LA traffic. The people like that, it's like that's why there's stupid little accidents, because you think you can get to where you're going faster in traffic by jetting in and out.
Yeah.
But all you're doing is you're just making it riskier for yourselves and the person that you're going to hit by accident.
People just like to move. Yeah. They don't. They like to think they're making progress because they don't like to. I don't like to sit still. I don't like to inch along in traffic either. Drives me crazy.
Right, but I also don't like to get. I don't like jumping back and forth in between lanes because inevitably, as soon as you switch lanes, that's the slow one.
Yeah.
Aaron.
Yes.
You had something that you wanted to introduce to Josh's stomach.
Oh.
Since we were talking about food, and you brought up the Limburger for a long time.
All right.
You were also bringing up jerky for a long time.
Ooh, I always bring up jerky.
So, some jerky chips from Hawaii.
Nice.
What?
Ooh, look at those.
Teriyaki sriracha.
Are they all the same?
Yeah, they're all the same.
Oh my gosh.
I'm diving right in.
God, for a vegetarian family, this is a manna from heaven.
Oh, these are like crispy, too. They're not...
So they're like chips.
Yeah.
They do them like chips.
It's wrapped up like marijuana, too, in this green...
All right. Seal. Hey, everybody, I want to prepare you for crunchy, nummy noises.
Oh,
here we go. We're going to make mouth-eating noises.
They're really thin.
Oh, wow. Look at this. It's like... It's like seaweed.
Yeah, it's like super thin and super brittle.
It's like,
oh my God, they're teriyaki sriracha.
Thanks, man. I'm always down for some jerky.
You're welcome.
Don't drop any on my floor. I don't want any crickets.
Do you want to hear my gag story that I have happened this morning?
Thank you, Aaron. This is amazing.
You're welcome.
Did you have one?
Yeah, I have.
All right.
Did you guys want to hear my gag story?
Yes, please.
All right. So this morning, I made. For me and my wife, I took two avocados, large ones, right? I cut them in half, popped out the seed, scooped out a little avocado, busted an egg in them, and then sprinkled them with bacon and cheese, and then baked them in the oven for about 20 minutes, right?
Yeah.
And that was going to be breakfast. Right as I pulled them out of the oven, and the egg's still a little bit runny, it's still a little bit jiggly, I could see the white stuff on it. I come walking around the corner, the dog... has just vomited.
The bell's too far away.
The dog has just vomited white chicken gravy, and it's like a puddle the size of like it's just this like a puddle of a pancake, and it's just looking at it, and then it dives down and starts licking it, and I immediately just start going, and just completely ruined my breakfast. I saw that puke, and then I was like, I'm gonna go have runny egg avocado. I just stood in the kitchen. I almost started to record it because Cindy was cleaning it up, and she was laughing hysterically because I was standing in front of the sink by myself, like 30 feet away from the vomit, just going... and I think I'd get over it, and then I'd picture it again, and I would see like the brown chunk of dog food and the white gravy, and I'd go... And she started laughing. Oh, by the way, my stomach pain didn't go away till about Wednesday of last week. I was at work going, oh my God, still every once in a while.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
All right, so
he's had this cough, right?
Yeah.
For he was sick for
you coughed
3 months.
So hard that you...
He like, hurt his
really
diaphragm.
Bad.
Wow. You have a hernia now because of it? Well,
and so I took a little delight in the last episode in making him laugh as much as I could so that it would cause pain in his abdomen.
It was like the first time I was out of the house since being sick, so I was all excited to come in, and it didn't hurt then. And then all of a sudden, I don't even know what we're talking about. I start laughing, and every time I'm like, by the end of the show, I was just like, I just got to get out of here. I just got to go lay down somewhere. But yeah. So that's finally gone.
It's a good sign that you haven't been working out enough, because I've had this happen when you have like a really bad cough for a long period of time, and it's like the best ab workout you've ever had, and you're sore for 3 days.
I told him I got up in the middle of the sickness. I got up, and one of my worst days, I woke up in the morning, and because... I've been laying down all night. As soon as you stand up, like all that phlegm and snot rushes in. And I just let out this terrible coughing fit where, like, I had to take a knee in the hallway because my muscles in my stomach were just like just getting punched. I'm just like
I need to start doing more core exercises.
This jerky looks like the veneer on my parents' dresser.
Looks
like you peeled it off.
It's got really nice wood grain to it.
Looks like my fascia. What is that thing called again?
Fascia.
Fascia. Oh. Going back to fascia.
This is. What did I try to teach you?
You said, well, this is.
It wasn't banana specific.
This isn't your shift.
No, I was talking about two podcasts ago.
Mr. Hand, if you're here and I'm here, doesn't that make it our time?
He's going to start clipping his toenails any second.
Getting back to the fascia talk for just a second.
No, Jesus Christ. No, why? Why? That's you. That's on you, Josh.
Fascia talk.
I got one more thing. So, you know, we redid the kitchen a couple years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I'm such an asshole.
Start the story.
There we go. Now there's a.
Now we're interested.
The end. Let's take calls.
Once upon the end. No. So we redid the kitchen. We had to move the window a couple of feet over, right?
Mm-hmm.
To accommodate the new design of the kitchen. So that was relocated. Well, for different various reasons, there was a the gutters that were around the back part here, and they fed the rain, you know, catchment, you know, barrels and so forth. So I couldn't move the downspout. The downspout, the pipe, would go down like kind of right in the middle of the kitchen window.
Right.
And Laura's like, "Will you please move that fucking downspout?" I mean, she was kind about it at first, but then it got to. That's the bane of my existence, that downspout. We could have a view of the whole backyard. It'd be lovely, but we have this nice new kitchen with this downspout coming down the middle of the window. Today, I took it down. I had to take it down to take the fascia down, right? So I took down the gutter. I took down the downspout. It's been gone all day. She's been in there all day long.
Not one word.
Not one word about it. And I'm curious how long it will go.
How has her attitude been? Has she been in a better mood? Maybe she doesn't notice.
You mean just by osmosis?
Yeah, like she just doesn't know. Maybe she's a little bit more pep in her step, a little bit more smiley, a little bit more, hey, can I put more, you want a little coffee?
Well, Josh, she's still married to Andy.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. You make a good point.
That would be annoying.
She's numb to anything good in her life now.
Give her some jerky. Oh, she doesn't eat that.
Hey! Honestly,
what?
Do I have to smack you on the nose?
You know, this would be good with like scrambled eggs.
When are you gonna talk about movies? Did you guys no,
yeah,
do
did.
It?
We covered it. Yeah, that's the.
Well, we
episode.
Talked about a couple.
We right. talked about.
By the way, I saw Parasite.
Yeah,
that's
and?
The one I want to see. Hold on, like, swallowing.
Ding.
It's a gentle ring.
I liked it overall.
You're not as enthusiastic.
I'm going to try not to give spoilers.
Don't worry, I'll never see it.
Okay, great.
Oh, okay.
and there were things in it. So spoilers coming if you put your fingers in your ears and go if you don't want to hear. But like I liked some of the social commentary on it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
like you know,
it's a class struggle thing. It's a thing about class and inequity between classes.
It is very much. And there's a lower class family, and the father at one point says, you know. They're scamming a family.
Right.
And he says, look at, you know, a trash truck job comes up and 500 people with doctoral degrees will apply for it. But look, all four of us have jobs. This is great. And so, I mean, I very much caught on to and appreciated the class inequality, you know, subtext that was going on. It kind of felt like it, you know, devolved into... you know, just a bizarre oddness at the end. You know, so and the whole thing kind of lost me there. But in general, I liked it. Yeah. Of course, now when I watch a movie with Laura, we watch 20 minutes of it and she falls asleep.
Oh,
and that's why I don't even try anymore.
We have to pick it up the next night and we'll get about 20 minutes into it and she falls asleep.
That's hard. And it's also some of these movies you can't watch with the kid. I'm dying for my wife to see Joker and I want to watch it again just because I want to like watch again just to reanalyze it again. But it's like I gotta wait till 8:30 to put that thing on, and then by then, an hour in, I'm already ready to go to bed. So you know, it's hard with kids.
That
to watch
is
some of
the difficult movies. Thing about like. I've talked to people about The Irishman, and
I watched people, it when
a lot
I was
of
sick.
A lot of people have a lot of trouble with that movie, and it's too long or whatever. But and I always asked, well, did you watch it on Netflix, and did you watch it in parts? And says, yeah, I couldn't watch it all in one sitting. It's like, I think the movie exists as a piece, and it's really tough to watch it in sections and have it wash over you in the way that because. It takes, it does, it's moves slowly. It's not
next
slick.
Time, next time you're sick in bed and stuck in bed, but that's when I watched it, and it was perfect because.
From top to bottom.
Yeah, I watched the whole thing,
last
and
half
it was like,
hour,
I got nothing to do.
And that last half hour kicks your ass, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, it's
you know
like,
what's weird about that movie is, it's like the first movie I've ever seen Joe Pesci not act like Joe Pesci.
And he's so
that
good.
Was, that was the best part.
It right? was weird, but it was yeah, like it was right? weird. It took like a while to get used to.
No,
it
he's
be
not.
Like,
he's not up here doing
yeah,
it.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's
he's
why
not
he's
like
getting
Home
so
Alone
much,
Joe Pesci.
He's, and that's why he's getting so much attention because he's just freaking. And it's like he didn't care anymore. They took him out of got him out of retirement.
Did you like that movie better or the Jack Nicholson Hoffa?
Oh God, that movie's terrible.
I like Hoffa.
Oh God,
maybe it's been a while. Maybe it's been a long time since I've seen that. But I remember liking that movie.
You know what I didn't like? The Departed. Speaking of Scorsese
movies. It was a little.
It was really it was over the top.
Yeah. It was okay.
And Jack Nicholson at the point where he's like, "I'm a rat."
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
when the rat came at the very end, I was like, yeah.
"You
didn't even have to put that in there." I get what's going
People
on.
People love that one. That's not high end Scorsese for me at all.
That movie. At the end, spoiler coming right now, spoiler alert, everybody dies.
Not everybody.
And that's the most satisfying thing to me, because I didn't want a single fucking person in that movie to live.
Well, I'm sorry you didn't understand Parasite.
You know who's great in that movie?
I understood it. Here's the thing. You don't open the door for somebody. You don't do it. You just don't do it. I don't care what happens to you. You don't open the door. I don't care if it starts smelling like a dead rat in the basement. You don't open the door. You don't deviate from the plan.
Yep.
If you are committing a crime, this is a little tip for all of you, for junior crime busters, don't.
Yeah.
Don't deviate from your plan.
You're sometimes
she was not forced to deviate from her plan. No.
What are we talking about? I thought we were talking about crime.
Now you have to watch a Korean.
I'm just saying sometimes it's.
Now you have to watch a Korean movie with subtitles.
What are we talking about?
Parasite. I'm pretty sure we're talking about.
I thought we were talking about The Departed. I'm like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Deviating from the plan. What are you talking about? Opening the door? Are you talking about the? Okay, never mind. I'm all confused.
Oh no, yeah, no, it's back to Parasite.
All right,
sorry. Because he said I didn't get Parasite. And I wanted him to know that I did.
By the way,
you guys are literally explaining the podcast to me. Everybody listening knew what was going on. I'm like, I'm participating in the podcast. I'm like, I don't know what the fuck's happening.
Do you want a glass of Prosecco?
No, I'm good. I'm okay. Good.
Right. How about some jerky?
What's the over and under of this phone actually working?
It's been more consistent lately.
You want to go get your boy to come in and play it?
We got a call on the Yap line.
Here we go.
It's the phone number, by the way, is 626-657-6428. It must be somewhere in Pasadena.
Why?
I'm guessing. 626.
Oh, you mean our number.
Yeah, wherever this, you know, number, wherever the home office is.
That's San Gabriel Valley in general. Yeah.
626-657-6428 or,
Amok
PM hat. We have one phone call. Let's see.
We can't get t-shirts that says that.
Let's see if it works.
The under.
Fail.
God.
It's either that or it's Josh. Right. It's got to be Josh.
No, what is it? You literally just have to plug the thing in, right?
I did. And
I know, but I'm just
unplug
saying.
Unplug it and then plug it back in, and it's a pain in my cock.
It's a gallstone.
Let's try it again.
Hey, Yappers.
There he is.
This is Low Energy Mike from Northeastern Oregon. January has been warm in this part of the country. It was almost t-shirt weather yesterday. At close to 50 degrees.
Here today, too.
Yeah. We've been getting plenty of moisture lately, mostly in the form of rain on the valley floor. Plenty of mud to go around for everybody. Last week, I rebuilt a skeleton bucket. It was getting thin in the bones. It needed new pin bosses. Lots of welding, grinding, and machine work. I will post a picture of Yaff Crap in a skeleton bucket. on my Instagram.
So I saw it, saw it today.
That's speaking of Yaff Crap,
so you can tell us what's
ordering a Yaff mug on yaffcrap.com is pretty painless. Wow. And the shipping was fast. Next week, I will be backfilling foundations in the mud. Oh, yeah. Did I mention mud? It's going to be a pretty muddy time for a ditch digging man.
All right. We have to get a testimonial on the website for the mug. Like a quote from Lem.
He just did a testimonial spot.
It really did.
Yaffcrap.com.
Really did.
We're going to get some 15-second spot somewhere.
That's golden. That's worth its weight in gold.
If we ever actually ever see a dime from doing this podcast, we're going to have to cut him in. Yeah,
exactly. Like 9 cents out of the dime, I think.
Yeah.
He's the breakout star.
What do you do? Do you put it on Patreon? Because I try to, in my mind, think, who in the right mind would pay for this?
Nobody.
Yeah,
if
you're
you
right.
do, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'll give you your money back. Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, there are still people out there paying
parents.
my wife. There's still people out there paying a monthly fee for AOL. Have no idea.
Right. Yes.
You know. So yes. Maybe we could fool somebody.
You've got mail.
Is that it? We wrap it up?
Andy, how can somebody get a hold of you?
Did you have something else pressing, Larry?
No, I just feel like we're having so much fun.
We really are.
You want to get out of here.
He's running low on the wine. He's starting to hit
him.
It's not bubbling anymore.
Sad, Andy.
Anything else on your plate, Aaron?
No. I did see, though, Josh, you went to Disneyland.
I did go to Disneyland.
So how was the Resistance?
Did you rise
in Resistance? I didn't even know that thing was going on.
What?
Oh. Yeah, well, until like a couple days before, you know what I mean?
Don't you have rides in there? I have no idea. They had amusement.
It actually worked out really well because everybody was so geeked up to go there that they either stayed away from the park or went strictly over to there. So,
yeah.
I think the most we waited was like 25 minutes and we rode like 16 rides.
Oh, on every other part of the park.
Well, yeah. Okay. So we walked through. I didn't do one thing in Galaxy's Edge but we're also going back for his birthday because we bought that 3-day Southern California pass,
mm-hmm.
and he wants to do for his birthday. Oh, and my son's birthday, we're going to do 1 day at California Adventure and then 1 day at Disneyland. So we had an extra day, and I was like, well, let's get rid of that now, so we're not stacking them up super close together that he's going to be like, I don't want to go to Disneyland again. So that's why we went. And, it was a great time. We had a great time.
Nice.
But you didn't ride the ride.
No, I didn't even get close to it. Did you go actually get on it?
Yes.
Did you do the queue?
Yes.
When I got in at the facility at 8:15, there was a sign that said the queue was full.
Yeah, you had to be there.
At like 6 a.m.?
I was parking there at 7:15.
On which day?
Opening day.
Okay. Which was that the Friday?
Friday.
Okay.
The Friday.
And we went on the Sunday.
Then did you have to get in line and sprint to it?
No, well, they have an app, the Disney app.
Right.
You could get in a virtual queue, but it uses your
GPS,
so it knows that you're on the park, and that's the only way you can get in the virtual queue. So everybody's going there. The park doesn't open until 8, but everybody's going there at like 6 a.m. or whatever and getting in.
Well, there were people that were camping out almost overnight.
Yeah.
They had opened the Toy Story lot at midnight and people were going in, not realizing how to maneuver this thing. So when I got there, I knew that the other parking, the main parking lot next to the, to the park,
right,
was going to open at like an hour and a half ahead. So I got in there as soon as I could, got in line. Once I got into the gate, which they were really good about, they moved you through pretty well.
Yeah.
But you had to be in the park in order to use your app.
To get into the queue, yeah.
And then for you, just to let you know, is don't open the app early.
Oh, well. I was like, there's no chance.
I mean, if you want Owen to get,
anyway,
to ride it at some point, and I'll give you the little review on it. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, go for it. What, how long is it? Is it?
I would say it's about 8 minutes long.
The whole thing?
Well, so it's, people have said it's not a ride per se, it's more of an experience.
Right.
And I can see that. You're like walking through sets, which is like you're walking through Star Wars,
mm-hmm.
and through a Star Destroyer, which is kind of blows your mind.
Did you ever see like a stormtrooper taking a cigarette break or anything?
Just no.
Kick back. No. He's leaning up against the wall.
Scratching his balls. I mean, and all the cast members are playing their roles to a T.
Yeah, and they have a lot of
kicking your butt.
They have a lot of live bodies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's got to be maybe one of the worst jobs in the world, right? Being a stormtrooper on that ride for like 8 hours. I got to do the same stupid thing, shoot my laser up in this corner again. Okay, here comes crew number three. Okay, pew, pew, pew. Yeah. Okay, there they go.
So thank God I live close by, because when I got my group number, it was 115.
Wow.
I didn't get back. I live like 15 minutes away, so I went home, came back, and I was the last one. My group wasn't officially called. But we were in line because 114 was going in.
The area when I was there, the area around the actual ride is almost like its own section. You know what I mean? They all, yeah. They kind of like make it its own thing. It's not just like a part of the Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. And it was weird because there wasn't that many people in it because they were all just sitting around. They all knew that they were going waiting in like 15 minutes. So there wasn't like a bunch of people trying to get in there.
I feel bad for people who that's what they wanted to do and couldn't get into a group.
No, I knew. I was like, let's try. But I'm like,
because I did 2 days. I did opening day and the next day, Saturday. Yeah. Saturday was worse only because hotel guests have magic hour. They can go in to park an hour early.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
That doesn't guarantee them going into the queue. Everybody's got to go through the queue, the virtual queue on the app.
Well, we're not going again. His birthday's not until May. So we're figuring maybe it'll be slow, a little bit slow.
Yeah,
down
once
then.
People figure it out. Yeah.
Right.
But it was totally awesome.
All this tells me is I'll never go see this thing.
Really?
Yeah.
And you get free tickets, I bet.
I can.
Can I?
I walk into an IHOP, and if they say it's going to be about a 10-minute wait, yeah. I'm like, where else should we go? Because
yeah,
I'm
but
not,
if you're going in Disneyland, you've like, once you've stepped into there, you've accepted that the day is going to be shitty.
That seems counterintuitive.
I mean, it's going to be a long, shitty day with a bunch of happy spikes for about 5 minutes.
That's their motto, Disneyland, the shittiest place on earth.
Just blew that sponsorship.
All who enter here.
It's the shittiest place on earth.
Leave today and enter the world of tomorrow, yesterday, and shittiness.
Well, I mean, you walk in, you're like, okay, I'm paying $7 for a Coke. I can stand in this line for half an hour so I can ride a ride for like 30 seconds, even though the ride's super enjoyable. You know it's going to suck. I literally wouldn't do this by myself. You would never see me be like, I'm going to go do this. I just can't stand those lines, but I enjoy
making your boy happy.
So I'll sacrifice for him.
By the way, that's what matters. If I ever do rap music, Virtual Q is going to be the name of my rap entity.
Well, I thought we already discussed that you were never to rap again.
Yeah.
So it's white rap.
Yeah, you're just like the white rap.
But
that's the cadence of every white person rap.
He's going to rap the theme song here at the end. Oh, no.
Scratch it.
How can people get a hold of you there?
You can find me on the Instagram, The Larry Morgan.
Okay, Tom. Yeah.
All right.
Nice.
That's it?
Yeah. What about you, Josh?
JoshuaJFleer@gmail.com.
Send him a dick pic.
Yeah, no, I don't. And send me a dick fish pic.
And you can always shout out to Aaron on the Facebook page.
Yep.
And when you go there, I'm told that if you like it, mm-hmm. if you like it or review it, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And yafcrap.com for the Yaf merch.
Yes.
Thank you for people who have already picked
those
up.
I also think give us a shout out of if there's something else that we should put on there.
Right.
Because we got maybe.
Well, there are certain, there's like a limit of things. I mean, you know what I ought to do is present at some point like three options.
Yeah.
Of things that we could put
like
up
a,
there.
Do a poll.
Yeah. And yeah. See what is the most popular item.
Really? Your artificial friend's pole?
Yeah.
What would they do with it? Hold up your fascia?
Your cardboard fascia?
Someone from Poland?
I'm for the shower beer holder.
Yeah. God, I wish they had one. That's the thing.
Yeah.
That's the shit.
I guess we need to find stuff that we can actually do.
Yeah.
We can put up, you know,
shot glasses, beer mugs.
I'll see what they've got, and I'll present it to you guys, and you know, we can make a decision.
Your fancy wine glass, so you can have your little Chardonnay.
A couple people 11 put
a.m. with a glass and all your artificial friends' glass.
Hey, by the way, subscribe and rate and leave a review, and that helps iTunes, more people find us on the Apple Podcasts.
Yeah. Oh, and coming soon, Larry told me. Can I say this?
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
The low energy mic theme, like you mentioned,
the long awaited. Yes.
The long awaited.
He has committed to it, and
it's in production.
It's great.
And we'll build an episode around maybe checking out the options he gives us.
That's great.
Apparently going to give us three options.
And Schmorgel.com is his music?
No, just on the YouTube channel, Schmorgel. If you look for Schmorgel, that's
subscribe
his.
Subscribe to it.
Yeah, and he's puts out weekly videos.
Just heard this week on KCSN, Alex Morgan.
Oh.
The band's called Noaru, right. N-O-A-R-U.
Yeah.
And
song Comprehension.
Comprehension was spun. Yeah, Mookie made it a local music spotlight this week. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Sounded great.
Very cool.
Nice. Really sounds great.
It's really good. Yeah.
Good for him.
Kid's talent. At least there's some talent in my family.
Speaking of talent.
You going to walk it?
People that you know don't like you. And your treasured friendships.
Hey, well, how are you, Andy Chanley?
Hold on.
Come on, we didn't get your three social media accounts.
Andy Chanley on Instagram, Andy underscore Chanley on Twitter, and DJ Andy Chanley on Facebook.
When the people that you know like you and you treasure. Why?
When the people that you know don't like you and your treasure friendship.
Nobody's listening this far anyway.
Tune in to this podcast for your artificial friends.
Fasha, everybody. Fasha.
It's my Pasha's Fasha. Get out.
No, Luke, I am your Fasha.